Time to Murder and Create by Lawrence Block, read by Alan Sklar.
Therefore was a single man only first created, to teach thee that whosoever destroyeth a single soul from the children of man, Scripture charges him as though he had destroyed the whole world. The Talmud. Chapter 1. For 7 consecutive Fridays, I got telephone calls from him. I wasn't always there to receive them. It didn't matter, because he and I had nothing to say to each other. If I was out when he called, there would be a message slip in my box when I got back to the hotel. I would glance at it and throw it away and forget about it. Then, on the 2nd Friday in April, he didn't call. I spent the evening around the corner at Armstrong's, drinking bourbon and coffee, and watching a couple of interns fail to impress a couple of nurses. The place thinned out early for a Friday, and around 2, Trina went home, and Billy locked the door to keep 9th Avenue outside. We had a couple of drinks, and talked about the Knicks, and how it all depended on Willis Reed. At 3:15, I took my coat off the peg and went home. No messages. It didn't have to mean anything. Our arrangement was that he would call every Friday to let me know he was alive. If I was there to catch his call, we would say hello to each other. Otherwise, he'd leave a message. Your laundry is ready. But he could have forgotten, or he could be drunk, or almost anything. I got undressed and into bed, and lay on my side looking out the window. There's an office building 10 or 12 blocks downtown where they leave the lights on at night. You can gauge the